For WKU Public Radio, I'm Kevin Willis. The Ohio Valley Resource has teamed up with NPR to investigate a dramatic increase in cases of the deadliest form of black lung disease. In the second of his two reports, Benny Becker profiles Kentucky miner Mackie Branham Jr. Branham and his wife Amber discuss their family's hardships and the broader struggle they see within their community.
I can't provide for nobody no more. That takes my manhood away.
It doesn't take your manhood away.
This family, if, as you see, the kids respect every bit of him.
It takes my pride away, all right?
He's not the only coal miner that feels that way. There is hundreds of men out there that think that. That, oh, I can't provide, so I'm worthless. They're not worthless because their family loves them, and they want them to be here as long as they can have them here. But in their eyes, they get depressed because they can't do what they've always done.
Mine's a little bit different. It's knowing I'm not going to get better without the transplants. And it's not knowing how I'm going to be if I don't get them.
He's not the only one that had that put in his lungs. So I'm sure there's hundreds and hundreds of men out there that are in the same shape he is, fighting for their benefits. We'll be lucky if he sees it.
My name is Evan Smith. I'm an attorney at Appalachian Citizens Law Center here in Whitesburg, Kentucky. We're having a lot more severe black lung than even our worst nightmares. What the doctors say is that there's multiple factors going on here. We have people who are working longer hours, being exposed to more dust and mining seams of coal that are thinner. And so you're bringing a lot more sandstone and other rocks.
They can't find jobs. What else are they going to do? They're going to try to sign up on their black lung. And then that puts people, I hate to say it, like me, that was pulled because of the black lung. So far down on the list, it hurts me. But I can't blame them. All the coal mining jobs is gone. They're doing what they got to do to provide for their family also.
I make in a week what he made in 2 days. And here it is Christmas. And it's hard to be able to tell them, like, hey, Mommy and Bub will do what we can. Santa will bring what he can. And if not, then we'll do our best when we can. You could probably go to 15 houses up the creek and you'll hear the same story. Whether it be black lung or whether it just been plain straight laid off. Everyone up Elkhorn Creek has been affected by it.
The stress that that puts on the entire extended family, on the church community, on just really our entire region. It's really scary. Now, our nation has made the choice that we're going to try to move away from coal. But the people who dug the coal already, we can't move away from them.
If I had it to do over, I would do it again, if that's what it took. Provide for my family as long as I have.
Benny Becker of the Ohio Valley Resource produced that story in partnership with an NPR investigation. The Ohio Valley Resource is made possible with support from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and WKU Public Radio.